Business Secretary Vince Cable's been in Cornwall launching the government's next big push on apprenticeships. The new plan is to create 19,000 positions across Britain to get youngsters off the dole queue and working in trades such as construction as well as professions such as finance. Well, I caught up with him as he visited Rodder's Creamery at Scoria.
I mean, the message on apprenticeships is that Britain needs trained people if we're going to grow out of this crisis and rebalance the economy towards manufacturing, exports and getting business investment going. We need trained people. There is also a big opportunity for young people to think of careers through vocational training. What we launched this morning was one part of a much bigger commitment to apprenticeships. My department spends something of the order of $1.5 billion on further education and vocational training. We're massively boosting apprenticeships. They've grown by 50% over the last year, despite the cuts we've had to make in public spending. But what I was launching this morning was an initiative relating to advanced apprenticeships. This is where people can go up to skill level 3, which is A level, and then to degree level. Skill level 4, become professional engineers, and we've had a competition, a pot of money, about 25 million, I think 250 companies around the UK have bid for it, and I went to the TNT headquarters in Bodmin, where they're going to be housing some of these advanced apprenticeships as they come through the system.
Okay, now Cornwall has always had a problem with low wages. It's one of the poorest parts of the country. That's why it's got convergence and it's had Objective One. I mean, what is this going to do for helping Cornwall get itself out of that trap?
Well, I want Cornwall to continue to get assistance. And, we're arguing the Cornish case in Europe, and we'll continue to do that. But I am going to be visiting companies today which are high tech. We've got Engineering Arts, which is, robotics company, exporting 95% of its production. I'm here at Rodder's Creamery, which is high quality, high tech. And there are a lot of companies like that based in Cornwall which have fantastic potential. And the attraction of advanced apprenticeships is that it is giving a route into highly paid, highly skilled employment. I think one of the hopes I have is with the enterprise zone that we've just agreed to locate near Newquay Airport, is that that will attract firms with incentives which will provide high wage, highly skilled employment.
Would you say it's a fair or unfair criticism that this could be seen as a way for bosses to say, oh, I can get some cheaper labour in, so I don't need to take on someone on full whack?
No, I don't see that at all. I mean, the whole point about apprenticeships is that it is about companies giving a commitment to their workforce and to train them properly. Now, the government does give some financial assistance, but the bosses, the employers, also have a skin in the game. It's in their interests. And all the employers I meet who are investing in apprenticeships, and I've just met a couple here at Rodder's Clotted Creamery, they're very enlightened employers who believe in their workforce and are trying to upgrade their skills.
But I suppose if there aren't any jobs there anyway, then however many apprentices you throw at it or how many schemes there are, if there aren't the jobs around the money to keep those jobs going, then you're back at square one.
No, we're not back at square one, because the whole point about apprenticeship training, it is the employers are leading the process. They are training their workers, their workforce, and investing in them. And of course, the government supports it, but it's based around jobs. It's not a question of just giving people a qualification and then throwing them out into the labour market. A proper apprenticeship scheme, and I say we've got apprenticeships going up by about 50% in the last year, this is a real success story. It is based around real jobs and upgrading skills and increasingly helping young people to get into the labour market with proper skilled jobs.
Now, every scheme in business, you always have to have some marker to say what it's, how it's going to be a success or not a success. What would you say is a success in Cornwall if you see a certain thing happening with apprenticeships?
Well, and a success is job creation. We do need employment, and preferably an employment which is stable, high wage. That's the direction in which the country is moving and which we want Cornwall to move, because we want a different kind of economy from the one we had in the past. In the last decade or so, we had a kind of economic boom, but it was very artificial and it was based on a bubble in property prices. People also borrowing too heavily, but they couldn't sustain it, too dependent on banks in London. And we're trying to create a modern economy which is export based, which is based on particularly on small scale companies investing in manufacturing where that's possible. And we see a lot of evidence of this kind of thing happening in Cornwall. We don't do what we can to encourage it.
Thank you very much, Vince Cable.
Okay, thank you.